Morale remains high among the 250 employees at Goodyear's only unionized plant in Wisconsin. They're rotating through 4 and 8 hour shifts to keep the picket going round the clock. Steelworkers Local 904 Vice President Greg Lipto says there's still a cordial relationship between strikers and the salaried workers that are keeping the plant running.
In fact, they even come out periodically and bring donuts and whatnot to the picketers and ask them if there's anything that they want, so that relationship has still stayed the same. They're working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, and they're not used to doing this type of work either, so they're more than anxious for us to come back.
Lipto says once the strike hits its fourth week, the International Union will begin using a strike defense fund to help workers stay afloat financially on an as-needed basis. But he says that doesn't mean workers will be getting strike paychecks.
What we do is we give out grocery cards, gas cards, that type of thing, because otherwise we'd have to be taxed on it because we'd have to record it as income.
Workers who can't make a mortgage or a car payment can apply to the union, and a check will be made out directly to the mortgage company or bank. Meanwhile, Goodyear is depending on two loans totaling more than $900 million to help it weather the strike. The company borrowed the money early this month when the strike was looming. The key issue in the strike, according to the union, is Goodyear's plans to close 3 unionized plants and move that tire production to countries with lower labor costs. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.